This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Home Minister Amit Shah today said that left-wing extremism had restricted the development to the affected areas, but now the development is reaching these areas under the Narendra Modi government. Mr. Shah stressed that anyone who takes up arms will be held accountable. He was replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha under Rule 193 on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism. The Home Minister emphasized that Red Corridor was spread across 12 states and 20,000 people lost their lives in left-wing violence. He said 120 million people lived in poverty for years and development did not reach the affected areas. He said Naxalism has also been wiped out from the country under Modi's government. He lauded the efforts of the paramilitary state police forces and people associated with the drive to end the left-wing extremism in the country. Earlier initiating the debate, Shiv Sena MP Srikant Shinde hailed the efforts of Narendra Modi's government, paramilitary and police forces to make the country free from Naxalism. Participating in the discussion, Saptagiri Shankar Ulaka of the Congress said that several efforts were also taken during the UPA government to eliminate Naxalism. The Rajya Sabha today took up the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. Initiating the discussion, Mohammed Nadimul Haq of the TMC opposed the legislation. He said the bill is not an administrative reform and it will bring in serious constitutional concern. BJP Sudhanshu Trivedi said the government has taken many initiatives for the welfare and modernization of CAPF. He said government has worked with compassion to better lives of CAPF personnel. The discussion remained inconclusive. Later the House was adjourned for the day to meet again on the 1st of April. Government today showed that amid the West Asia conflict, the country has sufficient stock of fertilizers. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, in New Delhi, Additional Secretary of Department of Fertilizers Aparna Sharma informed that the country's urea units are currently producing at 80% capacity. She said that during the Kharif season, the country requires 390 tons of fertilizers. She said that efforts have been taken to diversify the sourcing bases other than the Gulf countries. Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that there is adequate availability of petrol and diesel, LPG and PNG in the country. She said that the government has taken several measures to ensure this at multiple levels and continues to do so. She said that the country's refineries are operating normally and crude inventories are sufficient. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwani Vaishnav today handed over approvals to companies under the Electronics Component Manufacturing Schemes, ECMS, in New Delhi. A total of 29 applications have been approved at an investment of over 7,100 crore rupees. This is expected to force employment to more than 14,200 people. These projects are expected to generate production of more than 84,500 crore rupees. India and Russia today reviewed the full spectrum of special and privileged strategic partnership and shared perspectives on bilateral, regional and global issues of mutual interest in New Delhi. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said that Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held India-Russia Foreign Office consultations with the Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Rudenko. India's industrial production growth, as measured by the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, rose to 5.2% in February 2026 on an annual basis as compared with an upwardly revised rate of 5.1% in January. According to the data released by the Minister of Statistics and Program Implementation, growth in industrial output was mainly driven by an improvement in manufacturing, which surged by 6% as compared to 5.3% in January. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bowl against Chennai Super Kings in the third match at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. Due to rain, toss was delayed by 5 minutes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.